Hello everybody, this is Davide Falessi from the California Polytechnic State University, and today I have the pleasure to introduce the main due IEEE software special issue, which is on DevOps and its practices. And I have the pleasure to introduce these special issues with two of the guest editors. The first one is Len Bass, who is a member of the Professional Education Consortium. Hi Len, how are you?
Doing fine.
And the second guest editor is George Champlin Scharf, who is the Agile Practice Lead at IBM Watson Engineering. Hi, George, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
So the first question is, what is DevOps and how would you define it?
So DevOps is a collection of practices, a bunch of them, and they're all intended to shorten the time to market, to reduce the amount of time that it takes to put something into production or to fix errors once it's in production.
Okay. George, do you want to add anything to this definition?
I think the thing that, for me, really shows how valuable this is that it's one of those things that helps transform our industry from the days of old waterfall development to the modern Agile era and really making good on the promise of Agile, right? Because the first principle of Agile development, our highest priority is to satisfy the customer through the early and continuous delivery of valuable software. Like continuous delivery and DevOps all help us make that promise be able to come true, right? Because code written on day one of a project doesn't provide a customer any value until it's in production, until it's in the customer's hand. And DevOps is one of the enabling technologies and practices and cultural things that help us get those ideas into production and into people's hands faster than we've ever been able to before.
And let me just add one more thing.
Sure.
So George touched on the cultural aspects. So DevOps has organizational aspects, cultural aspects, and technical aspects. And like many technologies that are, I want to say revolutionary, that may be a little too strong, it impacts organizations very strongly.
Okay. So the second question that I have, probably for George, is why DevOps is an interesting topic? Why do we want to know about it?
Okay, so if I look back at where we've come from, and I've rarely seen a movement that has fundamentally transformed the way we not just think about how we're building our software, because you have to build it in order to be easier to deliver, but how different roles need to work together. In the old days of the cloud revolution, you would have hard separations of duties between engineering and operations. And DevOps as a practice and the tools and the cultural changes have helped bring these roles together to work together. And any kind of change that helps us work across silos that we used to have is incredibly interesting because there are so many aspects to it, right? So there are tools, it's culture, and it's part of the way that we can promote and build cultures of continuous improvement, right? Because it helps us see beyond the traditional roles that we've always had and helps us grow as people.
Great. Glenn, do you want to add anything to it?
Yeah, so one of my passions for the last 20 years or so has been, why does software design look the way it does? And I have never seen, till DevOps came along, I have never seen a case where the process affected the design of the artifact so strongly. If you're going to do continuous delivery, which is one of the mainstays of DevOps, you have to architect the system differently. You have to organize your team differently. And so the design of the artifact is just strongly influenced by the by the desire to do continuous delivery and the tools that exist in order to support it. And to me, this is unique.
Great. The last question I have is, why is IEEE software covering this topic now? I mean, what makes the topic particularly timely?
So it's growing at a tremendous rate, as George said. It is one of those topics that has an industrial root and has been slow to catch on from an academic perspective. And so I think IEEE, as part of their role in trying to bridge both or satisfy both academics and industrial people, sees this as something that needs to have a little more rigor, needs to have a peer-reviewed type of process. And so I think from an IEEE perspective, it was time.
Mm-hmm. George, do you want to add anything to it?
That was a really great answer. I think I'll just add that, you know, till now, the main sources for information about DevOps have been books that have come out of the commercial, space, right? So it's been, Jez Humbold's Continuous Delivery book or Lean Enterprise, or there hasn't been as much coverage in the technical journal community. So, again, it's timely, right? The time is now.
Okay. So is there anything you want to add about the topic that can help the readers introduce to it or can invite the readers to read the special issue?
So one of my problems with the movement of DevOps, as with Agile historically, is that it's all advocacy. This is wonderful. This is great. If you do this, you will be a better person. And engineering is all about trade-offs, and there's very little discussion of what the costs are. So there's a lot of discussion about the benefits, and there's very little discussion about the costs. And one of the criteria that I used when looking at these papers was, do they actually talk about costs? And one of the papers that we accepted actually does that. You know, they give a concrete number for how long it took them. And so if people are interested in going beyond the buzzwords and the cost implications and the advocacy side of it, I think this is an important read. The other thing that's interesting is there's a paper from a group at Netflix who are the poster childs for DevOps in some way, Amazon, all the internet companies, and they are talking about systems now in a style that's reminiscent of System of Systems, if you're familiar with that literature. You don't have control over what the other teams are doing, so you have to infer what the implications of your changes are on the behavior of the whole system, and they talk about how they do that, which I found quite fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then the third article we have, if you're going to adopt this new way of architecting, it would be useful to have some guidance as to how you change your existing architecture and what is the path that you take, because nobody these days is going to throw away their systems and just re-architect everything from scratch. And so the issue becomes then, how do you migrate from where you are to a more modern type of environment and delivery mechanism. And so I think if people have interests in any of those areas, I think that this issue will help them. Clearly, we're just scratching the surface. This is an emerging area, and we can't cover the whole thing, and nobody knows all the answers yet. And so, but this is a good impartial way to get started into a more disciplined treatment of the field.
Great. Okay. So unless you want to add anything, I'm very happy and very grateful for this introduction to the special issue. So thanks, Len, and thanks, George, for this introduction.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.